started. If you would, turn in your Bibles to 1 Corinthians chapter 15. And I want to read the first four verses. This. Just the first four. 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verse 1. Moreover, brethren, I declare unto you the gospel which I preached unto you, which also ye have received, and wherein ye stand, by which also ye are saved, if ye keep in memory what I preached unto you, unless ye have believed in vain. For I delivered unto you, first of all, that which I also received, how that Christ died for our sins according to the Scriptures, and that he was buried, and that he rose again the third day according to the Scriptures. And I'm just going to stop there. I know it goes on for quite a while. But this is what I heard on the radio Friday. I was coming home from lunch. No, excuse me. I was going back to work from home at lunchtime. And I just finished listening to a message, and I didn't want it to start all over again for just a few minutes, because it only takes me about 10 minutes to get to work. So I turned on the radio, and I was flipping stations, and I ended up on some religious channel that I didn't know I had on my dial. And lo and behold, this gentleman was talking. He said his name, and they said they had a commercial for what the ministry was, but I don't remember either one of them, and I don't care. Because he read this scripture, sort of. He read this scripture. He said, I want to talk to you about the gospel. He says, and where we want to go is 1 Corinthians chapter 15. I said, well, okay. That's actually pretty good scripture. And besides that, if you're reading scripture, you're not lying about God. Because the scripture doesn't lie. Men lie all the time. Well, this guy actually managed to combine the two. The first two verses he read, now I do not know what version he was using. The first two, but it was very close. The first two verses were fine. You know, moreover, brethren, I declare unto you the gospel which I preached unto you, which also ye have received and wherein ye stand, by which ye are saved if ye keep in memory what I preached unto you, unless you have believed in vain. But then he got to the third verse. Now, I can't exactly quote it, but the bad part you'll recognize. He got to verse 3 and he said, for I delivered unto you first of all that which I have received, how that Christ died for the sins of all men for all time, according to the Scriptures.
No.
That's exactly right, Mason. No! No, no, no. Now, I didn't have this committed to memory, but I had a small suspicion in my mind that wasn't right. But he just kept right on going. That's a bald-faced lie and a bald-faced distortion of what this scripture says. And I said, aha! We have a blatant case of hermeneutical eisegesis. It's adding something in that's not there. And it's plainly not there. I looked, like I said, I was trying to see if there was a version that says this, and there may be, but I couldn't find it. I looked. Now, I don't tell this to a lot of people, and I don't admit it, and usually during the daylight hours, I have a copy of the Living Bible at my house. The Living Bible says Christ died for our sins. It doesn't say he died for the sins of all the people, of all time. and none of the others. I mean, I looked the King James, the American Standard, the New King James, the literal interpretation, the NIV, the NAB, the NSV, the DRB, and, you know, I didn't call the NSA. But I looked at a bunch of them, like 15 of them, because you can go online, and there they are. And every single one of them says Christ died for our sins. And I looked at the Greek, and guess what that word means? Our. Just like when he says, which I delivered unto you, it means you, the people I'm talking to, which at the beginning of the chapter is, moreover, brethren. He just lied. That's all it is. It's the lie. In a way, it's all related. He made this up. Now, I don't know whether he made it up on the fly or if he's got a version that says that. I have no idea. But he didn't want to throw that hour in there. Because somebody might get the idea that Christ died specifically for a certain group of people. He didn't want to even come close to saying that, according to the scriptures. I don't blame him. If you're trying to make a point and you don't care about the truth of God, that's a perfect place to throw that. If it was true, and it's not true, that's a perfect place to put that. How I told you that Christ died for everybody according to the scriptures. He didn't do that. A, he didn't die for everybody. He didn't die for all men for all time. He died for our sins. He died for the sins of his people. He died for his sheep. And they're already sheep, whether he's got them gathered in or not. But he will gather them in. Walter, I just heard another gospel again. And you know what? The Apostle Paul's right. It ain't no gospel. It is not the gospel. It's not good news if Jesus Christ died for all men everywhere. Because that means, uh-oh, how do I get to heaven? How do I become saved? If his work didn't do it, I'm lost. If it's not his work, then it's kind of got to be my work, and I am messed up. I'm messed up. I'm out of luck. Because my righteousnesses are as filthy rags. That's according to the scriptures too. My good works are filthy rags in the sight of God. I had a fella that Walter and I sat under that tried to explain that to me one day over the phone. See? Well, he may have said it in church. I can't remember for sure. It's been so long ago, and to be honest, I don't miss those days, although they were good. Parts of them were. He tried to explain to me that Jesus Christ paid the debt for every sin except for, it's, you have to believe. He paid it all, but you have to believe. And I told him over the phone. Unbelief's a sin. If he didn't pay for it and he didn't take it away, without the shedding of blood, there is no remission of sin. That's according to the scriptures too. But that's the way the world looks at it, and that's the way the world teaches it, and they don't want you to think about it. And I'm wondering how many people we're listening to that radio program, wherever it came from and wherever else it goes, and we're sitting there thinking, well, that's where it says it. Christ died for all people for all time. Because they won't look and they don't know, and they don't care because it agrees with what they think. It agrees with the flesh. Because, see, that's the only fair way it could be. That's the only way it's fair. If Christ had done it for everybody, and now, it's up to me. But they don't see that as a problem. They think they can choose Jesus whenever they want to. And Christ told his disciples, and I don't think we're any better than them, you didn't choose me, I chose you. Ye have not chosen me, I have chosen you. This is the theology of the Christian religious world. Now, I did have a hint that this scripture reading was going to go bad. I didn't think it was going to go that bad. Because I heard a new thing on that radio program before he started, which kind of gave me a hint as to which way this guy was going. He started off when I turned it on, and it's my own fault for still listening. But it's kind of like a train wreck. You know it's coming. There's a train here and there's a train here. And you can't look away. Because you know there's going to be something bad happen. You know? That's why some people watch NASCARs for the wrecks. Well, this guy said something that I had never heard before. Not in this manner. I'd heard the gist of it and the thought behind it. But he told his listening audience that Christ died to make salvation available. I'd never heard that before. That's a new one. Now, I've heard Christ made salvation possible, and that's the way most people preach. But no, Christ made salvation available. And then he said, let me tell you the gospel. And he did it for all men for all time. And he didn't even read the scripture he was reading. Paul the Apostle writing, saying, moreover, brethren, I declare unto you the gospel which I preached unto you, which also ye have received and wherein ye stand, by which also ye are saved, if you keep in memory what I've preached unto you. And I did like the Living Bible's part on this last verse, Walter. It said, unless you never really believed at all, unless you have believed in vain. For I delivered unto you, the people I am writing to, thy brethren, first of all, that which I received, how that Christ died for our sins, according to the scriptures. So, immediately, I can't help it. Earl ruined me for this. Whenever I think of this, I go to Isaiah 53. Yet it pleased the Lord to bruise him. This is verse 10. He hath put him to grief. When thou shalt make his soul an offering for sin, he shall see his seed, he shall prolong his days, and the pleasure of the Lord shall prosper in his hand. He shall see the travail of his soul and shall be satisfied. By his knowledge shall my righteous servant justify many. For, because of, he shall bear their iniquities. We are justified because Christ bore our iniquities. And that justification, justifying, is more than just not guilty. It means I did right.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I am righteous in God's sight because of what Christ did.
Right. Yeah. Right.
Every one of his children is righteous in God's sight because of what Christ did.
Amen.
That's the gospel.
Yeah.
That's the gospel. The gospel is not that he did it for everybody and now it's up to you.
No.
That's not good news. That's bad news because you got nothing good in you. They don't know that in their flesh dwelleth no good thing. I didn't know it. I didn't know it until something else come in that wasn't flesh. Because that's all I had. And that's all the world has right now. And they will take the scriptures and they will try to evade. They will try to deny. They will try to deliberately become unclear. They'll lie. They'll lie. They'll wrest the scriptures to their own destruction. And others, if they can carry them along with them. Because if you're blind and you're listening to this guy on the radio saying Christ did this for all, both of you can go in the ditch. But according to the scriptures, Jesus Christ, my righteous servant, justify many, for he shall bear their iniquities. And he was led as a lamb to the slaughter. That's in there too. For them, it comes down to what you do with Christ. For the scriptures, it's what's Christ done for his people. And he has done it. I read it last week. We talked about purged our sins. How did he do it? By himself.
Yeah, by himself.
By himself. He has purged our sins. He bore our iniquities. Mm-hmm. We are justified in him. We are righteous.
Yeah.
And the scriptures are clear. By his offering, his one offering,
yeah,
to the Father, his perfect offering, his people are both set apart and perfected. There's a couple of questions. My main question for people like this is he that sees the travail of his soul satisfied? The scripture says he is. When Christ came down to this earth, he came down according to the will of the Father. And it was by the determinate counsel and the foreknowledge of God that he went to that cross. Walter gave me that book back. That guy denied that. Said a bunch of great stuff in the beginning about the Lamb. It's really, it's that part of it's nice. But then when you come in there, and that's when you say, you deny that, oh, no, God did not purpose this crime. It wasn't a crime, it was a sacrifice. And Christ willingly offered, willingly took in his body our sins. Not everyone sins, our sins, and by himself he purged them all and for all time. But they were ours. They were the ones that the sins of the one the Father gave him. And he's going to lose nothing.
Yeah.
I get upset. And sometimes it's not a bad thing. Sometimes it is. But it's one of them things that where, you know, I am kind of glad for the rape. Because at least I wasn't hearing it in person. Because I'd have had to get up and run out, Mason. I had to take off before I said something really mean. Because I can't abide lying on God. It's one thing to make a mistake. It's one thing to make a mistake. But there's way too much knowledge, way too much scripture in this book to deny the fact of who Jesus Christ died for and what it accomplished. What is that phrase? Willingly ignorant. That ain't just plain ignorance. Willingly ignorant. Well, I am not surprised at the capacity for human self-deception. I can do that to myself. Okay, I do it to myself. You can put things out of mind, make yourself forget something, at least for a while. Everything's fine. Usually it is, and I usually don't self-deceive myself to put myself in misery. I'm trying to get out of something that I don't want to deal with. They don't want to deal with God. They hate the God of this book. They absolutely, positively hate him, and they don't even know it. They are so depraved, they think they hate you. Well, they do. They do. But they hate you because of him. I love it. I love him. I love his word. And more importantly, I bow to his word. I don't have authority over it or him. He has authority over me. That's what the sovereignty of God means. He's got authority over the world too. They just don't know it. And yes, the cross of Christ, the sacrificial death of Jesus Christ, was purposed and planned. He was and is the Lamb slain from before the foundation of the world. Amen. And it did accomplish the exact purpose for what God sent it out. Yeah. His word, his work, will not return unto him void. He shall see the travail of his soul and be satisfied. And he justified many by bearing their iniquities in his body. Amen. It's past tense to us. It was future tense to Isaiah. It happened. Yeah. And all the lies on the radio and the television and in pulpits everywhere is not going to change the truth ever. Because he will see to it that it doesn't. Our Heavenly Father, we're thankful again for this place and this time. But most of all for your Son, our Lord, who did die, who did justify many, who did bear their iniquities in his own body on the tree, who took away the sins of his people. And who saved them, redeemed them, purchased them with that great price of his precious blood, whom thou accepted and have accepted us in him. In Christ's name we pray. Amen. Amen.